Chodesh Al Vavashir, Wednesday night, or le Tezayin Iyar. Please, Rabbi Elsai, if you could be so kind as to, even if you didn't bring down the Sfarim, clear the whole table away from Sfarim and bring it upstairs to the shul. We have to clear the place out tonight. Someone uses it tomorrow. Can I look? Yeah. Actually, I don't want to waste time to get my notes.
Where is it?
It's on the table there. It's okay.
There?
No, don't bother.
Upstairs or there?
Chavis Aldovis. It's okay. It's a Shara Knia. You're not going to find it. I have so much stuff on my table. Shara Knia. Shara Knia Perek Shlishi. So what he's doing in Perek Shlishi, it's interesting what he's doing. He's giving examples of Knia. And interestingly enough, it's only the last three that are the type of Knia we're looking for with Hashem. The first seven is like everyday life, sort of, and things happen. And in terms of the second Perek, it's the second type of Knia, not the third. It's circumstantial Knia. But sometimes Hashem puts you in a matzav, like you don't even know what he's talking about. I should feel good, and I should feel, I should recognize my worth and my value, and then I should take that whole thing. What was his lashon? I take my gaiva, not my gai, my self esteem, and I go down, and I'm nichna. So he gives examples in life. Chavis Lovis does this throughout the Sefer. He gives examples in real life where things that you might think are very philosophical, theological, intellectual, not lemaisa. He says, no, look in life. You have this, you have that. Look what happens. So he gives examples. And another angle might be that the Chavis Halovis wants, you know, when something happens to you in life, you're supposed to say, Hashem made this happen, and it's happening for a reason. It could be when these things happen, just like he always says that in his books, Pliskin, you know, it's like, if you're stuck in traffic, so Hashem's giving you an opportunity to work on your patience. And when things happen to you, you should use it as an of aliyah. You should use it as, okay, let me practice my simcha. Let me practice my being down the kafschus. Let me practice my whatever it is. So the truth is, there's that angle here also, that when these things happen to you, instead of getting depressed and falling into the first category of kniya of Perek Sheni, just getting depressed and not feeling like getting out of bed and just feeling like, you know, life's over, but you should use it as a way of realizing, oh, this is what kniya means. Kniya means that, like the first example is, the person broke a leg, right? Or he's weak, or he's sick. So, you know, all of a sudden you're nichna, all of a sudden you realize, like, hey, I'm immobilized, I can't move, I can't really do anything. I'm really nothing, with all of my karchas and all of my energies. So, I'm not depressed. I still have my karchas, I still have my abilities, I still have my value. I just have a problem that I need someone to wheel me up the ramp. I can't get up the ramp, right? So, Oziya Onavi Kona Labori Yisala V'Livnei Adam. And it's like practice. It's good. So there's that angle too. I'm not sure. It's not clear to me, and the Mepharshim give different explanations, what the Chavis Halvavis' purpose in this parak is. I think it's enough to say that it's all examples of how you could have a feeling of value and worth and still be nichna. Or it could be the other way, that it's a way of practicing kniya. The second one is if you're poor, and all of a sudden, like, ba'al of makas ha'oni. I just had today a sugya in Medrash Rabbah, I was doing for Art Scroll. So there's one mandiyama there, it seems that ani chashav kameis is if you become an ani, not if you were always an ani. There's different Medrashim that even if you're always an Ani, but in the Medrash I did today in Bereishis, it's if you became an Ani. So here also, if you became an Ani and all of a sudden you need people, you know, people fall on hard times, they need staka, or they even if they need a loan, you know, Tishav Erucho, Meschichos, all of a sudden you're not on top of the world anymore, all of a sudden you're not Mr. In Control. His mother has a cute, she signs off every email, like Aryeh signs off every email, Tova Oretz Mod Mod. His mother signs off every email, don't worry, everything's under control. Just not your control, that's all. Or something like that. The question is, whose control? So that's here also. All of a sudden, you realize you're not controlling your world. There was someone, God in the shul, no one would be able to identify who. That was a whole ASIC, a life problem, dealing with it. And then they had an insight one day, and it was really very remarkable, very, very, I was very impressed. They said that they're a control person. You know, some people are control freaks, they even call them. And they realized all of a sudden that they're not in control. You know, they think, and even if you get sick, so then you start planning, okay, I'm going to go to the doctor, and I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, and then, look, I got Ari Stern went to the hospital. He's rather not like that. He's a tzaddik. But he went to the hospital. He thought he would have surgery like 2 days ago. And then the doctor strike, and people were first and second and third, and he had to sit in the hospital waiting. He had surgery finally this afternoon at 5 p.m., like 36 hours after he was supposed to have it, quote, unquote. You're not in control. You know, it's a good... Others are saying, that's good. When that happens to you, use it. Use it for the good. Be nichna. Realize that you're not in control, like his mother's emails. Okay, number three example is interesting. It's a more sophisticated kniya that someone does you a toiva. You hakaras hatoiv. The mid of hakaras hatoiv, the mid of gratitude, demands really that you be nichna to him. So let's say someone saves your life. Right, so the feeling is one of kniya. That's an extreme, it's true. But if someone helps you, someone gets you a job, someone does something for you that you couldn't do it on your own. So you really feel kniya. You feel like your bottle. It's like a bittle. That's really what kniya is a bittle. We use Tanya words instead of Chavis Halvavos words. It's really a bittle to the Eibishter. So your bottle to that person, it's like you owe him, like part of you is in him. You bottle to him. You owe him. You're meshuvah to him. If he would tell you, if someone saves your life, and then he says, go across the street and get me a stick of bubble gum. You'll run. It's a natural tendency. You don't know, like, there's no connection. So you save your life. Why should you get him a stick of gum? He didn't become the melech of the world. But you will. Because you're all of a sudden you're nichnat to him, you feel bottled to him, you owe him, you're only here because of him. So there's nothing you wouldn't do for him, because you owe him everything. You're like your existence is tied up in his, which is what we're searching for. That's what we want to reach with the Eibishter. So that's why these are all examples where it's something like that. Revias is if you owe someone money. Unfortunately, the people seem to forget number four. Nowadays, if you owe someone money, they think to pay it. But actually, you have to pay if you owe someone money. Really, it's shocking, but you really do. And the Chavis Halvavos holds you have to be a nichnat to the person. That's what it is in this, like see, like Kenosha. Right? The person is not allowed to. If the debtor has no money, so the creditor is not allowed to pressure him. And can't even like go in the street with him because he's gonna, because the debtor will presumably feel nichna, and you're not allowed to make him feel that way. That's really a lav. Again, that's if the debtor has no money and he can't pay. So that's his number four is mishiyeshal of chov lizulaso, ben yochel ishamu, he can't pay it. Shoz yikonalo, you're nichna. You don't know what to do. You feel. You feel empty, you feel, I don't know, it's not embarrassment. He's not talking about a hergish of embarrassment. He's talking about a hergish of bittel, of kniya, where you feel like, again, you're totally in him. you're only around because of him. You owe him. You owe him. We even use the lashon, you owe him, right? I owe you one. So that's a fourth example. If you owe someone money and you can't pay it, the chamishus number five is a prisoner. Mishay yosur b'day oivoy yikon alo v'yash b'las malafonav. You know when you get breakfast. When are you going to get lunch? When are you going to get supper? You don't know. You don't know where your next meal's coming from. You're at his mercy. You're at his mercy. So you have your whole life and everything, and all of a sudden, you're at a person's mercy. Right? Ka'amro inu ba'kevel ragzol barzel bo'onavsho v'yomim v'masurim b'zikim yilochtun b'chavleoni v'ashishis imhoya. We'll talk next. We're not learning Sunday night. I have a chasana. Mitzvah Shem, it is Bahadraga. The Mefarshim are Matriach here to show the deeper and deeper forms of Kaniya. It's not just a laundry list, but it's also their Echus Dik different. Obviously, an Evid. Komro, here we talk about Hashem already. A real Evid we're talking about. Not a hired guy that hired himself to be a waiter at someone's chasana. We're talking about an Evid. His whole existence is tied up in the Adonis.
How is an Evid really then different than a prisoner? Because a prisoner is pretty much in the...
It's the same, sort of. But an Evid is more Mahusi. You ever read Sharansky's Fear No Evil? He reads a remarkable book. You see, when he was a prisoner, he didn't want to be nichna to them. That's really the aside of the book. He did things. They would tell him, here's a cup of water, like, drink it up now. He would dafka, put it away for tomorrow. He wouldn't drink it now. He did, like, little silly things, he describes in the book. And he said, he doesn't use these words, obviously, but now that we're learning Chayim Zalavas, he didn't want to be nichna to them. He wanted to maintain his mahus. He wanted to maintain his anushius. And they told him, and they let him loose. At the end of the book, they let him loose. He got free. They said, okay, walk in a straight line over there, over the border. So he went like this, dafka. Yidavka went like that. He bedavka did little things like that. So he shouldn't be nichna because he didn't want to lose himself. He didn't want to be batel. And he was in the gulag. You know, he was like a prison to end, the mother of all prisons, right? In Russia, Sharansky, you know, Muradika book. I really recommend it. You see, koichas hanefesh of a person. Fear No Evil, it's called. It's a very nice book. Okay. Vashvi and Boal Adam Yisurim Upugoa Madivim. I'm flying through this. I really shouldn't. Maybe we should talk about it. We'll stop here after 7 because 8, 9, and 10 is already what you want. It's already Hashem related. The first 7 are life issues. 8, 9, 10 is already directed towards Hashem. It's like almost as if the first 7 are practice and the last 3 are what you want to do. So this one is Pashut, things happen to you. There are people that are not nichna when things happen to them. You know, people have tzoros happen to them. And we're not talking about doing tshuva now. He's just talking about your feeling. He says you should be nichna. Like, look, things. He's not talking about thinking you did an aveira and that you deserve it. That's number one. That's not a good feeling. You'll say Yefashvish, but Maisav, that's already something you're supposed to do. That's not Kniya. Yefashvish Maisav is not Kniya. Maisav is like, it's a Cheshbon. You're supposed to make a Cheshbon. You're a rational person. There's a reason it's happening to you. Here he's talking about the Kniya Shaboy. If you have Yisurim and you have Pagoyim, Madivim, aggravation, and things happen, that's a way you'll be Nichna. You're not going to be. You know, you're not going to be arrogant. You're going to be humble. You're going to be a chetz of humility. We're not talking about like being another person, remember. We're talking about being a chetz. All these things. Remember we said that in the Chayvus HaLovus' world, humility or kniya is not measured. The prime thing is not Lagabi people. The prime thing is Lagabi Hashem. Memela, it's going to have a ramification how you act with your friend. If you realize you're bottle and you're nothing and everything's from the Eibishter, so you're not going to be a bal gaiva l'gabi your friend. But that's not the ikka mida. It's a namish unique amongst all the Musa Sfarim that he doesn't deal with anova and gaiva vis-a-vis benodim l'chaveiro. He deals with it as benodim l'mokom, with the ramification being how you deal with your friends. So if you look at all these examples, the difference you see in a guy in a wheelchair with a cast on his leg being a bal gaiva. It's like, that's what he's giving examples. You know, a guy has yisurim, pogom, adivim. You see, he taka becomes a heftza of not arrogant. You don't maintain an arrogance. These things break you, but not in a bad way. They break your feeling that you're in control. That's really, that's a very good thing, because that's really the name of the game here. I think that might be even the nekuda of kniya, is that you're not in control. You have all these milas, you have all these qualities, you have all these capabilities, you have everything, but you're not in control. You're basically a puppet. I don't know if I should even use the word basically. You're a puppet. Hashem's controlling what happens to you. And that's when you realize that, you feel nichna. Okay, we'll stop here.